Well, it's about 10:08. I have a guest in the studio with me. His name is Jim Brockebeck. Is that correct? Jim is a board member with the Texas Plains Trail Region, which is the sponsor of the Quanah Parker Trail, and he's here to talk about the historical markers. Jim, tell us about this event that's happening tomorrow.
Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Thank you for coming, by the way.
Oh, it's good to be here. It's a pleasure. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we'll be meeting out at Wildcat Bluff Nature Center out on the northwest side of Amarillo. If you're not familiar, that's about 3.3 miles north of Interstate 40 on Sonsi.
Yep, the address is 2301 North Sonsi.
Right, right. Yep. And when you get there, there's not much else out there, so you'll easily find it. I digress a little bit. Tomorrow we'll be installing a Quanah Parker arrow, and I'll explain what that's all about for you. A couple of years ago, some of our board members on the Texas Plains Trail Region came up with the idea of trying to better promote the history of the Comanches, and particularly the Quanah Parker story in our area, which mm-hmm. We are kind of almost in the belt buckle of the Comanche area, the region of the Comanches, and we feel like it's important that we know our heritage sure. in that regard. And idea that they came up with was to install some their large steel arrows. They're 22 feet long, and they're implanted in the ground at an angle. They're painted in the Comanche colors. In fact, they carefully consulted with the Comanche Nation to make sure that they were not offended in any way and disgraced or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, we've had the Comanche's blessing in this entire endeavor, and they've been most cooperative and supportive. That arrow will be installed at 10:30 out there, and we're inviting everyone out. It's free. We particularly want students to come, elementary and high school students. Last year we distributed a brochure about the Red River Wars, which brought the Comanche Empire basically to an end. Mm-hmm. And that all happened right here in our backyard. And so we hope the students will bounce off of those lessons that they've been receiving at school and enjoy this experience. We've got a few surprises coming up. They'll be very visual, and we want you to bring your cameras and have a good time. But at the same time, we're having the Comanches do some of their sacred ceremonies. For instance, they'll do a cedar blessing on the arrow. Mm-hmm. It's very moving, and we want everybody to be respectful of that and enjoy that. Other surprises, which I can't tell you right now, but you
otherwise,
will really enjoy
it
those.
Be a surprise.
We've got a little gift for the students that come out and think that they'll get a kick out of that. There's a gentleman out there that will be doing flint napping, showing the kids how to make arrowheads out of mm-hmm. flint, and that should be enjoyable. And let's see. I think, we need to remember too. Wildcat Bluff tomorrow's admission is free. It's sort of an open house for them. You may want to hike back into the grounds there, back down to the creek, back down along where some of the Indian artifacts have actually been found. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be a fun day. We think the weatherman's cooperating with us. And there may be a little wind, but we'll work around that.
There's always wind.
Right, exactly.
So these arrows, there are several in this
yes,
area.
Yes. Our Texas Plains Trail region comprises all of the Texas Panhandle and all of the South Plains all the way down to Big Spring. There are 52 counties. And our hope is and intent is to eventually have a Quanah Parker arrow in each county. Mm-hmm. However, there's one requirement. We require that county be able to accurately verify or demonstrate that there actually has been some kind of a Comanche presence or mm-hmm. Quanah Parker presence in that area.
In that area.
And so in that regard, we try to place the arrow somewhere close to where that area is, And then we will eventually place granite markers in front of each of these to explain what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, even though there are 52 counties, we already have over 60 arrows.
Wow.
And probably need to explain that. We have extras in some counties because the counties were so excited about this and had several areas that they wanted to commemorate. They have taken upon themselves the cost of the arrow themselves.
Wow.
And so that's why it sounds like a discrepancy, but it's really not. And it's conceivable Potter County might have others later on also.
Now, I know I've seen one. There is one just before the entrance to Paladuro Canyon.
Yes.
And I know it's on the property of a good friend of mine.
Yes.
You know, he was very excited when they installed that last year.
Yes. He's a good friend of mine now also. Just was able to meet him a few weeks ago. I know who you're talking about.
This is Joe Ed Kaufman.
Right.
That we're talking about, a great friend of mine. I think it's been about a year since they put that up. Now, I think there one at the Flint Quarry as well?
I don't believe there is. Probably not. Usually the government entities are a little reluctant to put them on their lands for liability reasons and so forth. So ordinarily, I would say the vast majority of these are probably placed like on county courthouse squares and that sort of thing. So, but some are out and more visible. For instance, the one on Joe Ed's property just before you come into Paladuro Canyon. And so these are a little more sparse and up in our area than they are down in the southern part of the region.
Mm-hmm.
I do know I have been to the installation there. There's one at Boys Ranch. There's one in the city park in Dalhart. Roberts County just had theirs installed this week. And so if one of the ways to find out, if you want to see where these are and like to tour around, you can go to quantaparkertrail.com. That's very easy to remember. And you can see where these are spotted, and it gives you more of an explanation of why these are there and so forth.
There is a story on our website at hppr.org that was posted yesterday, and I think there is a picture or two of some of these arrows. So we're talking about the Texas Plains Trail Region's Quantaparker Trail arrows.
Right.
There will be one that will be installed tomorrow at Wildcat Bluff Nature Center. It's at 10:30, and they are out on North Sauncey Road, 2301 North Sauncey. It's free. It's open to the public. We would encourage you to come and take part in that celebration. Tell us one more time about the arrow, let's talk about the artist, the man who designed them.
Oh, yes. This is a fascinating story. A couple of our ladies were tooling along a county road a couple of years ago and passed a farm, and it had this big arrow out toward the front gate. And the lights went on in their heads, and they thought, wow, this would be great for our trail. So they went back into town, inquired about who the landowner was, and went back out and met Mr. Charles Smith, who is one of the most gracious, wonderful men I have ever met. He builds all of these arrows and gives them to us free and helps us install them. It's kind of a hobby of his. He's a metal artist as well as a farmer and so forth. And so he's a great guy. He will be there supervising the installation. And he'll haul this arrow up tomorrow morning from New Home, Texas, on his specially built trailer that he hauls the arrows
on. The arrow trailer.
Right. And he is so much fun and so gracious. And the Comanches at one point actually have made him an honorary Comanche and given him a Comanche name, which if you see him, ask him to pronounce his name. It's great fun.
So one more time, let me reiterate. I always have trouble with that word. Tomorrow at 10:30 at Wildcat Bluff Nature Center, they will be installing a 22-foot metal arrow, a historical marker, as part of the Quantaparker Trail. It's at 10:30. It's free. It's open to the public. We encourage you to come and join that celebration. Wildcat Bluff will be free admission during the day tomorrow. So you can not only come and see the arrow, but you can also tour the grounds free of charge. Jim, thank you very much for coming in today and letting us know. We appreciate it. You are listening to High Plains Public Radio. Today we're listening to songs about body parts. Here's the Gibson Brothers, Whisper in My Ear.